This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another weekend edition. Well, actually, we have these programs on during the week and on the weekend. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here to focus on your health and your well-being. Every week, Ken gets together at this time with me and you to go through some of the important research that's been done and the publications, the medical publications that go or try to get to the bottom. If they don't get to the bottom of whatever the research is and the findings, Ken, you can count on Ken to do that. And then we interpret how these things will affect you. And so let's get started here with a warning, Ken. The fat-dissolving injections that a lot of people are taking. I wonder if this warning also applies to the pills, the capsules, the powders, the liquids that people can take in order to get rid of fat, right? There are these pills. You're pretty high on the pills to lose weight. A lot of times I think people confuse fat, losing fat and losing weight. They are not necessarily one and the same, are they not?
Boy, did you put out a whole potpourri of
nice job, didn't
amazing things, as you always do. It's great to be with you, Doug. And let me
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And let me just untangle some of that. Let's first focus on what the FDA actually just did in the last few days. And who doesn't want to lose some weight and get some of the fat off their body? And unfortunately, there's no single exercise that will selectively get the lower abdominal weight fat off of you and me when we'd like it specifically off that area. And that doesn't work, unfortunately. No one's come up with a specific exercise to selectively get rid of fat. It comes off the entire body. So there is this desire to selectively eliminate fat from our bodies. And people do subject themselves to some very FDA unapproved solutions. And the FDA got on their soapbox this week and urged that only people use for injection of dissolving fat, this prescription medication called Kybella. It's K-Y-B-E-L-L-A. That should be the only drug that one should be used by prescription for eliminating fat. It's the scientific name. It's a mouthful, deoxycholic acid. It treats double chins in adults. That's how the FDA approved it. Deoxycholic acid is a bile acid, Doug. It naturally is produced by intestinal bacteria, which actually their purpose is to break down fat during digestion. Isn't that cool? Whoever thought of that?
Yeah. Who was it that thought of that?
Some brilliant scientist. I wish it was me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, but came up with the idea of using what we naturally use in our intestines to break down fat, put it in a drug to break down the fat in our double chins, and it works. And the FDA has approved this.
That's funny. Yeah,
it is. It's just brilliant. And the FDA approved this after careful safety and effectiveness trials were done, but there's unapproved injections that are being marketed, and here are the brands you want to avoid. Aquilix, Lipodissolve, isn't that a great name? Lipolab, mm-hmm. and Cabellin. These products, people are reporting scarring, deformities, just horrible skin effects. Look on the internet. You'll see the pictures of people who've used these. Stay away. The only medicine that you want to use if you want an injection to dissolve fat is being used by, with the help of a trained physician who knows how to use this, Kybella. People actually are ordering these other products, Doug. They're injecting them themselves, and the results are horrible. You're not going to get the girlfriend using these unapproved.
I wonder whether even the approved ones really do the trick. There's no, you know,
I mean, we're not talking about advising or not advising, but if the FDA, I know you're skeptical, but I have to, you know, somebody has to give the company line about the FDA, right?
Right. Yes, you do.
And, you know, the head of the FDA trained me at Duke as an intern and resident. He's a good guy. But anyway, getting back to this, the FDA would not have approved Kybella unless there was careful studies that showed, at least in the time it was studied, that it was safe and effective. Yes, everybody listening, we know sometimes drugs later in their maturity show issues, and that's why follow-up needs to be carefully done. But if we were so careful, we would never approve anything. But on the other hand, we have to thread that needle of taking a little bit of risk to help a lot of people, but try to avoid as much risk as we can.
All right. Lots of varied things in the focus this week on the Good Day Health portion, the Dr. Ken portion of Good Day Health. There are every week, as I say, many things that get discussed, things that have been researched. Ken's a researcher himself down at his in Lake Cardiology down in Florida, where he practices his form of cardiology, circulation, all the issues that come from having a problem with your ticker. Matter of fact, we're going to, in a moment, talk about high blood pressure and cholesterol and the impact it has on you, no matter what your age. That's up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, who is a noted cardiologist. He's often sought after as a speaker by the American Heart Association. So let's talk about high blood pressure. This is the number one killer, I think, certainly heart disease is the number one killer, but isn't high blood pressure the number one way to have a heart attack? Or are there others that are just as equally disadvantageous?
Well, let's just back that up a second. There's a number of risk factors that increase your risk of having a heart attack. Heart attacks most often occur when the plaque on the inner lining of the circulation to the heart spontaneously ruptures. And then the repair cells in the blood, unfortunately, don't do a nice, smooth clean job, they overachieve and they fill in the hole in the donut so nothing can flow. And then the muscle that is perfused by these pipes dies and there's permanent damage to the heart muscle. That's what a heart attack is. And there's a number of risk factors that lead to this plaquing and this rupture of plaquing. And two very common ones that we drill in here are high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And the news this week is that you really can't start treating high blood pressure and high cholesterol too early. This comes out of the medical journal this week, PLOS-1, that having high cholesterol, Doug, and high blood pressure before age 55 has a lasting impact on your risk of heart disease in later life, even if you subsequently lower your levels. Exposure to elevated levels of LDL, the bad cholesterol, and blood pressure in early to midlife increases the risk of heart disease independent of later life, bad cholesterol, LDL, and blood pressure levels. The risk of coronary disease, the number one killer of Americans, accumulates throughout life and is proportional, Doug, to the duration of exposure to high blood pressure and cholesterol. So what this means is for prevention, preventing the number one killer, the number of Americans' heart attack, the number one disabler of Americans' strokes, you got to start early measuring your blood pressure, measuring your cholesterol, and don't be afraid to treat it if it's elevated. From this study, a review of many, many patients, we learned that the earlier you start treating, the longer you're going to be on planet Earth.
So this sounds like a conflict to me anyway, and I bet there are people that are listening right now who say, okay, why do we bother to go on cholesterol lowering drugs, statins, et cetera, as we get older, if this thing builds up from when we were most, you know, we were young and maybe our diet wasn't as good as it was as we got older. But it sounds to me, or to the unwashed, that once it gets started, it's almost impossible to stop. So why would you take these drugs?
Because it will only be much worse. But the point being, and you're not going to like the answer, is that you may want to start taking these drugs earlier if, in fact, that's the point of this study, is that you want to start checking and treating earlier if, in fact, it's elevated. And that's the point of the study. Those who don't get treated when it's elevated earlier don't stay on planet Earth as long as those who begin treatment earlier. That's the point.
So this is the number one reason to have a physical every year of your adult life. I started getting annual physicals when I was 23 years old. I knew about the cholesterol things. I guess I knew about them from my father. But every year since I was 23, I have had at least one complete physical. It gets you to understand what's going on in your body. It gets you to understand the lingo. It's just better and smarter all the way around to be doing this. And so then if you know, you won't know what the cholesterol levels are or anything else if you don't have a physical. Hello, duh. And so that's why you start. You won't know these things that Ken's suggesting unless you really are having your body examined every year. Am I right, Ken?
Absolutely. And you've been screaming this, your intuition, your instincts, again, right on here. And that's what this story, this report, this research shows. And this is so important for preventing the number one killer of Americans.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus of Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach out to Ken by dialing 352-735-1400 for an on-scene overview. You need to get checked out by Ken. If you have any signs, signals, maybe you're confused by what other doctors have told you, any number of reasons to call 352-735-1400. You can get an in-person exam, and he does the complete body. That's why I love to go and spend a day with him. But he also is somebody you can reach on Zoom as well, the new telecommunication stuff for doctors, very easy to arrange. So check it out. Call 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Continuing on with a focus on your health here on Good Day Health.
Okay. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhouse. I'm Doug Steffen, the Good Day Health focus on your health and your well-being. Ken's a cardiologist, and we were talking about high blood pressure and cholesterol items as they affect you no matter what your age. There's also something I saw here, Ken, this week that could affect your heart and your blood pressure, the health of your arteries, capillaries, all that stuff is affected if you don't get enough rest. Or is this just if you stay up late, even if you get 8 hours, if you stay up to one or two every morning and you're able to get 7 or 8 hours of sleep, does it still, the fact that you're a night owl, affect your arteries and your circulatory health?
Well, there's several, as you have pointed out over the years, Doug, how the research goes in, it accumulates, and it comes out in groups. This week, there's a lot about sleep breakthroughs. And so let's talk about, there's a study out about its effect on the circulation. There's a study out on the effect of it on mental health. Which would you like to do first?
Let's do mental health first.
Okay. And this is truly an important study. It's published this week in the Journal of Psychological Bulletin. And it's a review, are you ready, of 154 studies that included more than 5,700 people. So it's important because more than 30%, Doug, of adults and up to 90% of teens don't get enough sleep. You know, go and see what your teenagers are doing early in the morning. They're probably not sleeping. They're on their screen.
Devices. Yeah, right.
90% of teens don't get enough sleep, but amazingly, more than 30%. That's about a third of adults don't get enough sleep. Sleep loss, Doug, it undermines emotional functioning. That's the conclusion of this study, and increases a person's risk for anxiety and depression. Sleep loss also takes a toll on positive emotions like joy, happiness, and contentment. So people who just are not happy in their lives and don't seem to understand why. What's that missing ingredient? It may be no more simple than getting enough quality sleep. Periods of extended wakefulness, Doug, shortened sleep duration, and nighttime awakenings, all of these items about the sleep adversely influence human emotional functioning. It just seems that sleep is an incredibly key ingredient in having a high-quality life.
I don't think that's a mystery, though. I mean, that should be pretty much easily understood by people, especially if you don't get enough sleep and you find yourself groggy or you just find yourself lethargic. This is kind of a duh. Get enough sleep.
But it's not only. But the key here is not only the duration. You know, it's staying up at night and not being able to sleep. It's awakening and cutting into your sleep. It's all of these numerous things that influence high quality sleep. And fortunately, there are sleep doctors now who specialize in this. The best ones are internists and lung specialists, pulmonologists. They subspecialize in sleep. They really know this field. They're wonderful.
I think that we all have moments during our waking hours and perhaps when we're asleep where things that create anxiety come to the surface. We all have a state of dreams, and sometimes those dreams follow whatever you have experienced during the day. Sometimes you're just awake and you can't seem to let go of the things that are on your mind. So that's something to pursue because you do need to escape from that daily routine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. Our focus up next will be on one of Ken's favorite items, and that is the use or abuse of marijuana. Up next. Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is bypassing Congress in approving an emergency arms sale to Israel. It'll amount to more than $147 million in military equipment and aid. A State Department spokesperson said, quote, given the urgency of Israel's defensive needs, the secretary exercised his authority to determine that an emergency existed. A provision being utilized to remove former President Trump from election ballots has not been used since the end of the Civil War. The section of the 14th Amendment that will be in question before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding Trump was used to prevent former Confederate sympathizers from running for federal or state office after the American Civil War. At issue here in the present will be the precise definition of insurrection and whether that is what the High Court saw happen on January 6, 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
After the hour, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos here. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. This is New Year's weekend. How will you resolve to make your health, Ken, maybe in a few suggestive thoughts and words, we can get people to take action on some of those things that they promise at the beginning of the year. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be in better health. You know, okay. So you say all those things to yourself, but how do you actually adopt them? Maybe we can give you some helpful hints there. Meanwhile, back at the discussion of how the number of hours of sleep that you get, what happens when you stay up too late, we were talking about depression and anxiety, but we also have a real physical impact here, as it's been studied, on your arteries. So why would it be this? Why would it be the arteries and not the rest of your circuit? You've got arteries and your veins, rest of the circulatory system. Why the focus on arteries, Ken, do you think?
Well, this is what the study design was. You may want to ask the people who designed the research that question. But this appeared in the medical journal Sleep Medicine, and it may just be because we have technology so easily to study the arteries. And, you know, sometimes in research you use the technology you have to look at the problem. This was published this week in Sleep Medicine, Doug. What we learn is that night owls, they're twice as likely to have hardened arteries as early birds. About 40% of night owls had CT scans indicating hardened arteries compared with 22% of early birds. Given this, Doug, circadian rhythms, they should be considered in the preventive treatment of heart disease. And you were asking about arteries. This is the test, you know, we've done for you, the calcium score,
yep,
measuring the heart plaque in your circulation. Twice as many heart plaques in the night owls than in those who were the early birds. This is really amazing. And so sleep. When you sleep, not only how you sleep or the quality of your sleep, this takes it to another level. When you sleep affects your health.
All right. Again, a word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology here on Good Day Health. Last week, we talked about the smoking of marijuana by pregnant women and what that does to the babies. Don't do it. It's kind of stupid to, I don't even, smoking or drinking or doing anything. When you're pregnant, for God's sakes, think about somebody other than yourself. Think about the baby that's in your womb. And so we progressed this week into another study on marijuana use, what it does overall to things that you could be exposed to. There's this whole thing. I think we're all addicted to something, but what it is, whether it's physical or emotional or, you know, how it does you harm, this is something that is becoming increasingly apparent, Ken.
Yes. This week in the New England Journal of Medicine, a medical journal that all doctors are very familiar with, quite credible. What we learn is that marijuana legalization, Doug, is leading to an increase in weed-related mental health problems. More than 16 million Americans use weed in an addictive manner. This is published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. Nearly half of those with cannabis use disorder also have another psychiatric condition like anxiety, major depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Doug, cannabis can have addictive effects, and it's important to recognize signs and symptoms in order to get properly diagnosed and treated.
All right. So I'm going to not throw a monkey wrench into this, but let's take another approach to this. In other words, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Does marijuana use bring about addictions? Or if you're addicted to things, you have a psychosis, is it likely that you might want to try to treat that problem, especially psychosis, by escaping into the marijuana?
Well, there's definitely an addictive personality, which I think is what you're talking about. And there are definitely certain experiences and substances which have a higher predilection, likelihood of becoming addictive. So, you know, you like to talk about the does and common sense. So if one has a tendency to be an addictive personality, then it would seem to me the big duh is to try to stay away from those substances or experiences that are highly potentially addicting. So I just think that this also is a bit of common sense, as you like to point out.
Mm-hmm. Common sense is very important to your medical routine. It's like, okay, you wash your face, you brush your teeth every day. That's common sense. When you get up in the morning and you go to bed at night.
The amazing thing is that since marijuana, not medical marijuana, because that's a whole different organism. I'm not talking about medical marijuana. I'm talking about recreational marijuana. Since this has been legalized, especially among our youth, then the feeling is, oh, it must be okay. But it has a huge potential for addiction. And this is what must be factored
in. Misuse.
Must be factored in. Just like tobacco is highly addictive. Things that are legal are not necessarily going to lead you in the right direction. And the point of this New England Journal article is to point out how amazingly addictive to mental health issues, a roadway to mental health issues, weed is. And people who use it need to acknowledge this and be careful.
Well, but this is the hypocritical side of medicine, government, business, the fact that we have legalized marijuana, which is bad for you. We've legalized tobacco smoking. That's bad for you. We've
Agreed.
Legalized alcohol. That's bad for you.
Agreed.
I mean, come on. I don't know what the right word is. It's very frustrating to see all of this stuff. I mean, prohibition proved you can't stop people from using this
stuff. You have to have some free will, but you need to be educated with free will and make sure that you don't do yourself in unintentionally.
Educate. You have to educate yourself, and people don't want to do that because it's more fun to take a drag on a marijuana cigarette or to get drunk on some cheap wine or whatever else goes on. I'm being very right.
I'm not advocating outlawing. You know, I think people make their decisions.
I'm not either, but
outlawing we learned from alcohol doesn't work. But people need to realize what they're doing. And just because it's, as you point out, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's safe.
Nope. All right, I'm going to point you in the direction of the GoodDayHealthShow.com website. By the way, some of the things we're talking about this week, we talked about last week, the marijuana issue. We don't have COVID to discuss this week because there's not much new, but there's plenty of COVID information in the Good Day Health podcast, the download at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So you can listen to these complete hours several times a week on the same radio stations that are carrying the Good Day program. And you can also download, we have them back to the beginning, almost like decades ago when Ken first started being on the Good Day program. We have all of that stuff archived at Good Day Health. So you can go in there and look about almost any issue there is, medically speaking, and you'll find a treatment or an answer to questions. And speaking of questions, we have questions for Dr. Ken coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day Health. Stand by for that. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, back with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. There's a study, pretty intriguing, about the sense in terms of money, but the scent. People want to men wear aftershave and things like that. Women wear perfumes. So there's that. But there's also chemicals that are discharged in women's tears. And this looks like a really, I don't know whether I call this a strange study. It's one that will get people's attention no matter what, Ken.
Doug, yes. Let's put you on the spot for a second in a kind
sure.
way.
No, go ahead.
Tell from your heart, how do you feel when you see a woman crying?
I guess it depends on the woman. Frankly, but if my daughter or somebody that I'm close to, I want to hug them. I want to try to make the tears go away, in fact. And so I don't know, is that the right answer? That's how I feel. What do you feel when you have your daughter?
What about not your daughter? Let's say somebody who is in your heart in a different way.
You mean what happens when I see the tears in a woman that I would be romantically drawn to?
Yes. How do you feel?
I want to make them feel better.
Does it discombobulate you a little bit?
I think it would depend on the circumstances. But, yeah, it would be a distraction, I would think, if you're doing something.
Exactly.
Woman comes in and she's in tears. Yeah.
I think most guys are, just discombobulated a little bit when they see a woman crying. And this study this week in PLOS Biology, is that a word, discombobulate? I think it is.
Yes, that's a good word. Yep, very good word. Yep.
And there's now a scientific understanding about how us guys often fall apart when we see a woman crying. Women's tears, Doug, they contain scent-borne chemicals that block aggression in men, according to this research that was published in the journal PLOS Biology. It's really amazing. They used MRI scans of the areas of the brain that cause aggression, and they saw dramatic changes in men who were exposed or who were not exposed to the tears of women. So smelling those tears leads to reduced brain activity related to aggression, which results in less aggressive behavior. So from the practical standpoint, women who are listening, if you fear for yourself, you may just want to start hysterically crying, and you may help yourself.
There you go. That's good. Let's bring on more hysteria.
And this is based on, this is only to be used in very rare occasions. Hopefully they're rare. But this is based on good science that it just leads to much less aggression in the man when they smell those tears.
Smelling tears. That's a new realization for me. I have to put your thinking cap on with that one, folks. All right, here's another study. This is a focus on childhood trauma and how that raises the risk for chronic pain. Why would that be?
So a new study, Doug, finds a strong link between a history of childhood physical abuse and chronic pain condition decades later. Other forms of adverse childhood experiences also seem to play a role, including domestic violence, living with family members who has substance abuse, or the loss of a parent. Doug, conditions of adult chronic pain in this study included low back pain, arthritis, headache, and migraine, often severe enough to interfere with daily living. So if you've tried to get your chronic pain taken care of and nothing works, maybe you need to go see a psychiatrist or therapist.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Up next, it's questions for Dr. Ken.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Good day. Health time is 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken practices down in Florida. He's got a great practice, and he's a fella that you always, I think, you always find when you leave him that you know a whole lot more. You've had your questions answered. You know how many times we go in to doctor's offices and we have questions, you don't have time to ask them. You get sort of shoved out the door, and you're frustrated as all get out. So, practically speaking, I put together this segment of the Good Day Health Program to help you ask questions that you may have or to come up with answers for questions that have been prominently placed in front of me. And because the last couple of weeks we've talked about me and my latest physical and the tests that were taken, I keep getting, the protected connections that you get emails from your doctor, encrypted, all that stuff. And so I've begun to think about whether we really need all those tests. It's expensive sometimes, pretty pricey, these evaluations. So how do you tell, this is the question, whether you really need all the tests? That, and over the years, you know, you and I have had this conversation about what I wanted you to have. And one of the questions that I answered, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, we went up to New Hampshire and spent $400 or $500 on a special blood test. Remember that? And we looked at it, and things that I'd never thought about before that you can find in your blood. Not necessarily important, but they're good for information. So whether it's blood testing or other things. Oftentimes the doctor will say, if there's something wrong with you and they don't get the, okay, we're going to send you in for tests. And then you have all kinds of tests and they still don't come up with any conclusion. Well, let's have some more tests. So how do you really tell, what tests you need and whether when you're having a physical? I think a lot of times people taking these tests create a lot of mental stress in the recipient
of
the test.
Well, Doug, let's simplify what you're asking. You should never undergo a test unless it's going to have an impact on what you're going to do, okay? That's mm-hmm. one general item. And then you also need to know what your diagnosis is so you get specific treatment. And until you get a diagnosis, you're not going to get better. So usually these tests are done to get to a diagnosis. And that's the reason why they should be done to get the diagnosis. And then you want to know, one easy thing, there are guidelines that are published on tests that are used as a guide, not an absolute. And this is the published approval for indications for these tests. Again, they're not absolute. You need somebody to think these through. And you want to know about the risks of doing whatever test there is and make sure that the potential benefit of the test far outweighs whatever risks there are. And if you have any doubts, this is where a second or third opinion is helpful.
Well, there are a lot of people who feel there's an epidemic of overtesting, very expensive, and it's tempting to take the tests because we want to know. You know, I think about cancer screening tests.
You have to be a little more specific. You can't just paint a broad brush. There's clearly tests that are not necessary, but there are life prolonging, life saving tests that should be done. So you have to really not paint a single broad brush about this whole area.
I think colonoscopies are important, testing for cancer, the stuff that we talk about with regard to heart disease, those sorts of things.
Checking your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. You know, these are life prolonging, beyond any doubt, these sorts of things. And we could spend hours talking about, you know, what test is necessary and what test is questionable. And you know, instinctively, if you're wondering, ask the doctor to explain why you absolutely need this. You know, what's going to happen if you don't ask it? What's going to happen if we don't do this test?
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D testing is something that has been of late pretty important. Vitamin D levels and what having vitamin D prevents in your body. You know, those are sort of things that are changing, but yet they are, I think they're important anyway, so I pass that along. Dr. Ken, I'm sure, wishes you a happy new year. Maybe next
Absolutely.
Week we should talk about New Year's health resolutions here. In the meantime, it's 59 after the hour on this edition. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.